been a disappointing season the way we started out, and the way that we've faded at the end. You know, typically the last 2 years we've been strong at the end of the season, and so it's been a disappointing, frustrating year.
You think there's plenty on which to build in the off season up to next season?
We've got a lot of work to do in the off season. You know, a lot of things that coaches and players, we all have to get better at and evaluate and see what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, and go from there.
I know you got the Bears today and you haven't torn it down, but what have you genuinely appreciated about Sam Bradford's season?
Well, I think he's come in and done a really nice job of learning the offense. You know, he's had probably his best year he's had in his career, throwing the, you know, completion percentage, quarterback rating, stood in there in pressure. You know, he's had to deal with a lot of different injuries in the offensive line and different movements there, different receivers, trying to learn everything without training camp, mini camp, you know, off-season workouts, any of those things. So I've been impressed with everything he's done.
What's it like scheming against Alshon Jeffrey?
Well, he's tough. You know, he's very, very quick in and out of the breaks. He's got great hands, goes up and gets the ball well, physical. Anytime you're playing great receivers, it's always a challenge.
I know you hated the outcome at Lambeau Field, but Adam Thielen's game, oh my heavens, that was fantastic.
Yeah, Adam played very well. You know, he continues to play good each week. You know, he gets those opportunities to catch a football. He goes up and gets it. He makes good runs after catches. You know, he's just been doing a nice job all year.
He got behind Quentin Rollins for a long touchdown. Let's take a peek.
Second and six, fake handoff. Bradford rolling to his right, throwing on the run, deep down to Thielen. He's got it, and he's going to score a touchdown.
Here's Thielen, goodbye. Touchdown, no flags, and the Vikings keeping pace. How about the day for Adam Thielen?
Okay, this is actually a really nice call by Pat Shurmur. I thought I'd show a little run look, and this is a boot where we come out and we're make sure we block the edge so that he has some time to protect it. You see Micah Hyde jumping way inside in the run here, and so we have a chance to hit Kyle or the crossing route Charles Johnson. But Adam comes out here, and most of the time you're running a comeback with this route. So we come out there, we run a comeback, we get him bite. It's a nice little step and look back to the outside, and Sam does a great job, throws the ball there, keeps it away from middle safety, and nice touchdown to get us back in the ballgame.
Now defensively, Eric Kendricks had maybe his best overall game of the season. Here's one of his plays right here.
This is one of their zone stretch plays, which has always been one of their big plays. Now, when things like this happen, linebackers have to move from one spot to another. Their gaps change, and all the times when these things happen, and a lot of times based on coverage, it could change different things. I know that a lot of people don't think changes being made in coverages, and there's adjustments and things like that, but there really is.
Yeah, good communication here.
Yeah, it's good communication. So anyway, so they start this stretch, we call it a press weak play. Linville does a nice job on the center, gets the ball turned back. Kendricks is working to his gap. You got Barr working to his gap on the front side, and then Chad's working to his gap on the back side.
So that's where Kendricks is supposed to go. He's not going rogue on it.
No, he's actually doing exactly what he's supposed to do. Shamar Stephens doing what he's supposed to do on the backside as Everson. Linville gets it turned back, and then Eric just makes a nice scramble play coming back to it, and you can see Sendejo, he's got the out the back door, the cut off the back door, and Everson does a nice job forcing it back to him.